Blog Talk Radio.
Right now, you're just going to have to keep pressing, and we just keep fulfilling
the things that God have us to fulfill. It is a blessing. It is a thing to see that at the end of the day, we just got to keep going because the Spirit of the Lord is with us. And I'm telling you right now, I'm just so excited about what the Spirit of the Lord is doing. And I'm telling you right now, this is for anybody that is want to keep going, want to keep pressing, want to keep pushing, want to keep moving into the Spirit of the living God. It just takes work. It takes my God dedication. It takes my God getting sold out. It takes all these things, but you know, nevertheless, you're going to see the beauty what God has for you. Sometimes it just takes a lot to go ahead and keep going. But one thing about it, my God Almighty, is building you to make you stronger. It is building you to make you to an individual that God is designing, my God Almighty, for somebody with greatness. Do you know that because of greatness inside of you all, it takes, my God, it takes you to do a little bit much more than the average individual, amen? Because the Bible says much is given, much is required. And I know that for a living.
And I want to live in the secret place. Show me your face. Oh, oh. I'm not satisfied with where I've been, though I've cried out before. Still, I want more. I want to see your power.
Need to be praised. And I'm telling you right now, I'm happy for what God is doing. I'm telling you right now, saints of God, it's just a blessing thing for those that are joining in this morning and that just ready to praise God and worship the living God with us, and it is a blessing. And you just got to keep pressing. You just got to keep fighting. You got to keep pushing, because at the end of the day, the race is not given to the slow or it's not given to the strong. The question is, are you going to be the one that going to hold out until the end? I just think the Spirit of the living God, that he's given us the willpower to continue to hold out until the end, and he just keep giving us the scrub, my God, for we can just keep pushing, for we can keep making it, we can keep going. I understand that it's not easy for families and husbands and wives in this day and time to be continuing to be united together, amen. It's not that easy, but at the end of the day, what makes it easy, if we are willing to fight, if we are willing to stay together, if we are willing to push. And I know that in some people's abroad that is listening this morning all over the world, you know what? I need more God. I want more. I got a hunger. I'm willing to fight. I'm willing to make it. I'm willing to continue on to see what God has for me in my life. I know that as many of you out there that's listening, that you could say, that is me, that is me, that is me. Where you at? My God, United Kingdom, France, my God, Europe, Norway, God bless you all, my God. And I'm telling you right now, I'm just so excited for what he is doing. You got to understand something. When you're in the presence of God, you don't know what's going to get ready to happen in your life. You don't know what's going to get ready to happen. That's why it's good to be into the presence of the Lord. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the living God. And I'm telling you right now, sister of God, I know that as many of you are really glad when they said unto you, let us go. The house of the Lord could be anything. It just don't have to be on your Sunday service where you're going to meet up, whatever. Right now, you can make a declaration and declare where you at in the house of the Lord, in your living room, your bedroom, amen. Just be good. It's in it out there this morning, ready to worship the living God. And I just give God the praise and we magnify his holy name because he is worthy to be praised. Father, we thank you on this morning that we are going into a turnaround season. What I mean by that, Father, we mean that everything in our life is turned around for the good, not because we are saying this just to speak, my God Almighty, or some cliche words of hype. Words just sound good. No, we're speaking this, God, because our mindset is totally different. So we understand that you said in the word of God, be renewed in the mind. So if we are renewed in our minds, we understand that it's a matter of time for our things in our personal life going to end up being turned around. Amen. We just realized that it's going to be a matter of time for things in our personal life. It's just going to be turned around. So we know that we are now walking into a renewed mind. Things that we did not know, God, we know now because of your wisdom, because of your knowledge, because you are connected to us with servants and peoples and leaders of the fivefold that is willing to tell the truth and not willing to back down from the truth, amen, willing to speak the gospel for the way it is. Because of that, my perspective, our mind is renewed. Our perspective is in a whole nother perspective, God. And because of that, God, we know that it's a matter of time, that it's a turnaround is happening in our life. So therefore, as what 1 Corinthians, the 12th chapter says, prophesying, we begin to prophesy over our life this morning, and we prophesy over our life to tell our life that a turnaround is coming. A turnaround is just about here because we are turned around as individuals. We are turned around as the peoples of God. So therefore, we will rejoice on this morning with our declaration unto the heavens that a turnaround is coming in our life. A turnaround is coming in our marriage. A turnaround is coming in our career. A turnaround is coming in our finances. So therefore, we shall rejoice and be glad within you. And we thank you, God, for a turnaround that is happening. And we give you the praise and we celebrate right now. Is there anybody believing this morning that a turnaround is happening in your life? I dare you to begin to release that in the right now this morning. Because now you're not thinking the same way. My God, you know more today than you knew on yesterday. You're in a whole better place today than you was on yesterday. You are moving more today than you were on yesterday. So therefore, you can prophesy to your life that a turnaround is coming. And we just give God the glory and we magnify his holy name because of the turnaround. Because of the turnaround is coming. And we thank you, Lord, and we shall praise you and lift your head. And we shall give you the glory because we know that if we're wrestling with depression, we're coming out of depression. We know if we're wrestling with rejection, we're coming out of rejection. We know if we're wrestling with different things, mind battles, things was holding us down, we are coming out of these things. We know that the enemy is a liar and the truth is not within him. I'm telling you right now that there is a praise, a new praise. And we thank you, God, for placing a new praise in our spirit. It's not like the praise of yesterday. It's not like the praise of last year. Because there was a praise that we had in our bellies, had in our wounds, a praise of coming out, a praise that we need to change, a praise that we need to see something else. But now, God, I thank you for a new praise. This is a new praise that we have in our bellies, a new praise of expectation, a new praise, won't you do it, a new praise that we give you glory. So therefore, this morning, we give you a new praise, a new worship, a worship that that we're not in the same place trying to worship you, amen. Worship you as a form of manipulation and persuading. Worshiping you as a form of self-pity, trying to convince you in my weakness of time. But this is a worship that says, God, I know you are great to you, and I know you are great to me, and we give you the praise, and we give you the glory, and we worship you because for who you are, because when we look back on our life and look where we are right now, we cannot but give you the praise, because you brought us from a mighty long ways. Is there anybody this morning that brought from a mighty long ways? So therefore, God, we in a new place, a new worship within you. And Father, as we in this new place within you, we make a declaration on this week, beginning on this first thing, this Monday morning, God, that this week shall be a week that our spirits, our prayer life, our worship, God, our natural life, because faith is going to come upon us, that we're going to thrive like never before. We're going to take authority like never before. We are not taking no prisoners in the lower heaven. We're going to keep tripping. This is going to be a prosperous week. This is going to be a blessed week. And the Holy Ghost, we're about you in and all throughout the week. You are welcome. You have access. He must right now. You must right now. You able to come on in the name of Jesus. We welcome you, Father, in the name of Jesus. We speak to this week. We speak to this morning, that every plan and every chance that the enemy has to get us to walk in a anger that is our order, to get us to walk out of our character, every plot and plan, my God, the traps that he has that is not of God, we, my God, come against it and destroy every trap, every prayer in the name of Jesus. Shake us, Holy Ghost. Shake us in the spirit. Shake us for you. In the name of Jesus, we shall rejoice and magnify your holy name. This is the week and this is the day that we're going to start off as rejoicing, giving you the praise, worshiping you. We shall increase in our prayer life this week. We shall increase in our worship this week. We shall seek you, God, like we never seek you before. We shall give you the glory and give you the praise, because only you can. Keep us shaking in the Holy Ghost. Keep us shaking in the spirit of you, God. We thank you, God, as the growth in our life, as the growth in ministry, as the growth in our career, as the growth, my God, in our relationship, natural and also spiritual. We thank you, God, that everything around us is thriving. And it's just a matter of time that we for the get ready to walk into our harvest season. It's a matter of time for things in our life to get ready to flourish. We can see it, God, and we thank you for provision. We thank you for vision in the spirit, so we can be able to see what you have for us. We say yes on this morning. Is there anybody this morning is willing to give God a yes praise, a yes worship? We give you glory and we magnify your holy name, for you are worthy to be praised. For you are worthy to be praised. Who are worthy to be praised. I feel a shaking in the Holy Ghost. Father, I prophesy this week, God. We command, as we enter into prayer like never before in this week, special into our 7 o'clock hour, as you ordain, Father, I pray that the prophetic will be released upon the people like never before. New lives going to be touched. New lives going to be changed. People going to come into the shift within you, God. Those that is skeptic, you're going to make them a believer in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you because a newness is coming upon the body of Christ. I thank you, God, that a change is taking place. A paradigm shift is happening. And I thank you, God, that we shall rejoice and be glad in it. I thank you, God, that you are breaking the old habits of prayer. You are not allowing our prayer to be into a place of comfort or condition or repetition, to the place to where we feel as though our flesh is used to it. Our flesh getting on an impulse signal, God. But we thank you, Lord, that you're bringing discomfort in our flesh, in our prayer life, to cause us to come up into a higher place within you. I thank you, God, that no longer that we should be up under the power of the slumber spirit, because he feels though we are doing too much. We have too much going on. My God, that the slumber spirit will have its rightful place as a place of repairing us in the body as we sleep. But we shall stand before you and rejoice in your presence, God. Pour it out unto us and this morning, God, and we shall surely give you the praise. We shall surely give you the glory, and we shall surely magnify your holy name. I wish you this morning, I know you might be tired and they probably got you off guard, but I got to give God a praise, a prayer, my God. It doesn't matter if ADM is on the line or not, I'm going to pray. If you're with me or if you're not with me, if it's the 3 o'clock hour or the 7 o'clock hour, it doesn't matter. I shall worship the living God. Is there anybody this morning got a praise in your belly? Is there anybody this morning going to allow your spirit to give God a praise? Because you know what's going to get ready to happen this week. You pray for your expectations. You praise in him because God already done turned things around for the good. You praise in him because things in your life can get ready to thrive like never before. Give him the praise, and I worship his holy name. I say yes, Lord. We say yes, Lord. Pour it out on us. Pour it out on this. We just want to soak it up like a dry spot. Soaking up liquid, God. We want to soak it all the way we can until we become moist. Allow our spirits to begin to marinate in the Holy Ghost until we become moist, moist in the spirit. In the name of Jesus, power our Lord. In the name of Jesus, we say yes. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We say yes. We say yes unto your holy name. I feel the Holy Ghost saints of God, my goodness. I speak into your life, all in the world. And I hope these months that is coming, that it breaks the power of any resistance that is preventing you to have a structure for our life. Have a structure, my God, fast in life. Have a structure consecration. I break the power in the name of Jesus. I war against your willpower. Your willpower that is born against the plan and the place that God has for you. You shall begin to thrive. That is all over the world and listening all over there. In the name of Jesus, I bless the power that is preventing you from meditation and worship in the living God. You shall ride into the holiest of holies like never before. I break the power and I break the inner ear place that's been built up with the wax the world and the wax of us that is preventing us to hear God's clear. I pray that the Holy Ghost and the angels of the Lord would come and clean out your inner ear and your inner ear and your outer ear, for you can begin to hear God in a close and a specific place. Not for your neighbors, not to have another prophecy in the church or in your prayer partner, but clear for your life. Clear in a direction where He's taking you. Clear for you to have to understand who you are. You can be able to commune with your Father, commune with the Lord. So God, we say yes, we say yes, we say yes. Listen, I feel it. Father, we thank you. We receive with all you pour out in our life. We receive it, God, in the name of Jesus. I'm telling you, saints, right now, this is the place, this is the time where you need to thrive. Don't depend on no one else. Don't depend. Just people don't depend on Pastor right now. Amen. You just use us, find our more place to help you to trust into the Holy Ghost. But you can begin to thrive into the Spirit of the living God. Amen. I'm telling you right now, I'm so excited for what God is having and what God want to do on this week. I'm so excited. And I'm telling you right now, though, your life is going to begin to change. And you're going to get ready to come into a new place within the Spirit of the living God. And I pray that peace is going to become to rest upon you this week like never before. That your mind and your spirit are going to be settled, going to be in a place of relaxation, a place of calmness. Amen. For you can begin to sense the presence of the living God. Regardless if we're in prayer together or we're not on the prayer together, you'll begin to sense the presence of the living God in your home, in your transportation, on your job, my God Almighty, in your place of rest. I pray that this week that you begin to sense the Holy Ghost like never before. I feel the Holy Ghost. You'll begin to see the Spirit, feel the Spirit of God like never before. I pray that a greater sensitivity going to begin to happen in your spirit. You'll begin to sensitize the very wind shift as the Spirit of the living God coming in into your dwelling place. It doesn't matter wherever it is at. I pray that your spirit going to become sensitized greater like never before. As a wind change, you can detect that the Spirit of God is here. My Father is here. The Holy Ghost is here. The angels of the Lord is flapping their wings, and I shall rejoice within His presence. Listen, saints of God, and listen, family, I thank God for each and every one of you. But I really want to get up in the morning with the Lord to shake your spirit this morning, to shake you. I know this ain't a normal time that we usually come as a family, and I know that this is a rouse of good. Amen. This is what it's supposed to be. Saints of God, you always remember, if it gets to the place to where your spirit and you are not being challenged in your prayer life, and you're not being challenged, you better get ready. You better start doing some movement, because now you're in a place of norm. And when you're in a place of norm, that's the place where the enemy will have an opportunity to attack you, because you don't got settled. But long as you can keep it moving, you can keep off balance. My God, keep yourself off balance. You know you got the enemy off balance, and you keep going, you're going to begin to see your place and your life is thriving. And I just pray this week you'll begin to come on, my God, 7, 8 a.m. and also 7 p.m. I know that the prophetic of the Holy Ghost is going to come and speak to somebody and begin to go ahead and break shackles. I'm praying for a revival to get ready to break out this week. And I know that the Spirit of the Lord will. So I'm telling you right now, gather your friends, regardless if you're on a meeting line or not on the meeting line, you're on the air, Blog Talk Radio, amen. Regardless of where you are, you want to make sure you tune in. Tune in early, amen, because once it reaches a certain number, it's not bringing in no more. And I know that God is going to be walking in the prophetic. And when the prophetic show up, you don't want to miss it, because there's going to be things going to be said that you're going to be able to take it and dissect it in your own personal life. life. Amen. I just thank the Lord for a true prophetic move of the prophets. Amen. That we don't have to worry about coming to a place and worry about somebody saying, give me some finances, give me some money. Amen. Why can we pour into the peoples of God and keep it moving? God don't take care of the rest. Amen. And I know that this week God's going to get ready to pour into you. This is going to be an impact of power. Those that is lunging, my God, are ready to shoot up into other realms in the spirit. This is the perfect time. This is the place. And I magnify his holy name. So you just get ready for what God has for you, and I shall rejoice. Listen, families and friends, I want you to go ahead and grab your paper, the work, and different things, because we are in our fasting week this week as a church family. ADM doses all over the world. Please contact me, my God, Norway, my God, different places. I'm here also in the United States, internationally and nationally. Please reach out, contact me, and I shall email to you as well, and you can begin to fast with us, begin to consecrate with us. We are taking no prisoner. We're going to walk in a manifestation. I don't know about you, but I'm getting out of that place where we're yelling and we're saying all this stuff here, but yet we don't see no manifestation in our life. I'm ready to see the manifestation in my life, and I know you're ready to see the manifestation in your life. And I just magnify his holy name. We thank God for him because he is worthy to be praised. And I magnify his holy name. Listen, Father, saints of God, I want you to come back. I want to shake your spirit. Hopefully, once we get off the air, you'll begin to commune with God, my God, some more to where it just keeps shaking you. Amen. But we're going to be right back here at 7 p.m. tonight for our normal, my God, meet time and our normal intercession time. Then we're going to be right back tomorrow at 7 a.m. Then we're going to come back to 7 p.m. Amen. And we're definitely going to be burning in the Holy Ghost. I feel the fire, my God, already. I've been feeling it ever since last week. But I don't know what God is going to do. But all I know that it is a beautiful thing when God show up and what God's going to do. So I'm telling you right now, I pray that your spirit be in a place of intercession and a place of worship all throughout the week. Amen. Just not on certain days and certain times. You be into a place of the spirit of the living God to people just trying to figure out what in the world wrong with you. And all you can just say, listen, I'm newer now. I'm wiser now, and I just give God the glory. Listen, saints of God, I just magnify his holy name, and we keep worshiping. Let's keep lifting him up, keep commanding your morning, and I'm telling you right now, until we meet again tonight at 7 p.m., you be blessed, and I thank God for each and every